On the show today, we have the Foundation's Executive Director, Gigi Hyland, talking about their new Credit Union Philanthropy and Foundation Toolkit. You guys have created or developed or launched, whichever term you want to use, the Credit Union Philanthropy and Foundation Toolkit. And from what I've read so far, this is a pretty cool deal. And for those who may not know about it or haven't learned all about it yet, what exactly is it? Can you give us a quick 411 on it?
Sure, I can. Yeah, the name certainly is a mouthful, but we thought it represented best what we were trying to do. So this really originated because we were getting a lot of calls, and our partners at the State Credit Union Foundations were getting a lot of calls from credit unions, either to start their own foundation as a credit union or credit unions that had already started their foundation, with questions on operations, on best software to use to track donors, sort of a variety of questions around, if I want to start a 501c3 or if I've already received my 501c3 designation, what do I do now?
Yeah.
And so as we talked about it, as a group and individually as the National Credit Union Foundation, we really realized that there is this increasing trend among credit unions to have their own a philanthropic arm of some sort.
Yeah.
And why don't we address that now since we're getting so many questions? And so this toolkit is meant to really talk about that, meant to talk, give credit unions some kind of basics and some places to go to look for resources around the legalities of being a public charity and what does all that mean and compliance and all that stuff. But also, you know, we try to make it broad to cover what does philanthropy in the U.S. from a credit union standpoint really look like now? What are we talking about? What are we trying to get at that's really mission-driven philanthropy?
Yeah.
So, you know, what do credit unions do and how do you try to find philanthropies that really enhance your members' financial lives in alignment with what you do as a credit union?
It seems like a natural fit for credit unions to do something like this. And then to use you guys as a resource, again, seems like a natural fit because this is what you guys do day in and day out.
Right. Well, we certainly hope so. I think, you know, a lot of people, I don't think, realize sort of the network that already exists in terms of philanthropy amongst credit unions. You know, the National Credit Union, obviously at the national level, but also all of the individual state credit union foundations with whom we work very, very closely. Because we, even though our mission is really focused on improving people's financial lives through credit unions, ironically, you know, we really never touch consumers. We touch credit unions, we touch credit union employees. And so driving down to the local level and to the regional level, what we do and the resources we have is really, really key for us. And it wouldn't work unless credit unions used our resources and unless state credit union foundations really leveraged the products and programs that we're developing. So we think this toolkit is a really interesting educational piece for credit unions on what already exists and maybe I can use that.
Yeah.
And if that's great, but I still want to have my own foundation or I already have my own foundation, what are some ideas around that? What do I need to know? What are other credit unions doing?
Yeah.
And so the cool part about the toolkit is we also have four credit unions that were very kind and generous enough to kind of offer their experiences. They're different. Most of them are public charities except one, and they're doing different things with their foundation. I think that's what's so interesting because you know, credit unions definitely have a view of their philanthropy, and oftentimes it's very, very local philanthropy. And what does that look like, and what does that mean, again, to enhance what the credit union's mission is and what the credit union is trying to do as an institution?
Can you, I mean, yeah, those were some questions I had a little later in the interview, but now that you brought it up, I mean, can you give us a couple of examples? A couple of the ones that really stood out to me was American Heritage Credit Unions. They do the Gelatin Olympics where, I mean, this is, it's kind of a humorous thing to do, but it raises some significant money for what they're looking for. So, and then there's also Elevations that's providing over $1 million to, I mean, it's just, like, no, can you give us a couple of examples here? Or?
Yeah, so those examples are in the toolkit. Elevation, certainly in American Heritage, and then Suncoast and BECU. Those are the four credit unions that we profiled. And BECU actually has a private foundation, which is interesting.
Ah,
it's not a public foundation. So it's a private foundation, and you know they do a variety of things in terms of scholarships and outreach on financial education. And it was really brought up to the credit union from a member saying, you know, hey, you're so involved in the community. How do we really figure out a way to have some philanthropy in the community and to support in particular young people who are trying to increase their education, to enhance their education.
Yep.
So that's a great, great story. You know, Suncoast is a great story in that they do so much outreach in the various counties where they are located to reach out to their educational communities and their school system. Obviously, that's the base of their field of membership. How do they reach out to those school systems, not only to help teachers understand how to teach financial education, but also to offer resources around helping teachers teach financial education. So they use BizKids a lot as an example of that, because they find it's a great, for them, that's a really great fit with who they are as a credit union. And then, as you noted, American Heritage, you know, they're prompting to really wanting to help the children's hospital, but also really realizing that the program that they're focusing on in terms of arts is really a therapeutic and impactful program for kids. And so they really focus their efforts on that. Again, very, very unique to that particular credit union. And they've done amazing things. Very creative ways of raising money. Did you notice?
They're very fun. They're great. Yeah. And it really brings a lot of notoriety.
It works, you know, it works, and they're succeeding in what they're doing. And then you mentioned Elevations as well. Again, a great story, a foundation that's only been around for a pretty short time, for 5 years, and what they've been able to do in their community, because they're very laser focused on the things that they want to impact. And they also involve the community regularly to test those things. And are they still the things that the community really needs? And so as a result, their fundraising, you know, by their employees and by the community has been incredibly impactful to help the particular causes that they have that they're focused on. So, you know, really different examples, good examples. And I think, you know, credit unions really always have to think, why would we want to start a foundation? And when we answer that question in a way that's going to make sense to us, then how do we go about doing it? And how do we make sure that the foundation has, again, the impact that ties back to who we are as a credit union as much as possible?
And so you guys are kind of there to help direct, kind of guide credit unions out there who want to embark on something like this, or who may need a kind of a leg up or something along those. So you guys can kind of help them go through their steps. And you mentioned at the top of the show kind of the hurdles that they have to go, the legalities, the compliance, and all that type of stuff. That can be just, that can drive you crazy. But but I mean, because I've heard stories about people trying to start 503C, that stuff that makes my head spin, you know, but you guys are there to kind of help guide them through all that stuff, right?
So I think, you know, I think the answer is kind of yes and no. So we're here to certainly help them with some resources, and here's where you can go to look. And, you know, now I'll give, because, you know, I'm an attorney, I'll have to give this, you know, huge legal disclaimer. But, you know, there's no substitute really for a credit union if it's really serious about thinking about starting its own foundation, to either work with its existing legal counsel or to have a reference to somebody who really knows nonprofit law in the states. Because a lot of people think, okay, well, the first thing I got to do is I have to go to the IRS and get this 501c3 exemption letter. No, you actually start in the state where you're located, and you try to find out, what is the charitable law in your state? How should you be organized? And that's, you know, they'll walk, an attorney who's very well versed in this will help walk a credit union through kind of step by step. And there are many steps. So having really qualified legal counsel to help through that is really imperative for credit unions to get it right, because it's not only is it complex, but the length of the process itself, you need to make sure that all the boxes are checked.
Gotcha. Yeah. But once you get past that, then that's where the real magic happens. I mean, that's the big hurdle that you got to get past. Then that's where the magic happens, and that's where the fun stuff starts.
It really does. You know, it really does. And I think as we, you know, I keep using we because it's the National Credit Union Foundation, really, and state credit union foundations that really thought of this, having this toolkit, is that I think we really want to encourage credit unions that have their own foundations. Are there ways to plug in to the regional and national philanthropy that's going on? Is there a way to connect all of that? And, you know, I'll be very honest, Mike, I ask that incredibly selfishly, because I think credit unions are doing so much great work in this area, but a lot of times we don't talk about it. We can't sort of aggregate and collect that information at a national level. And I'd really love to be able to do that, because if you just look at the four stories that we've profiled in the toolkit, I mean, that, again, you were kind of blown away by that diversity and that creativity, and just try to scale that to, you know, 6,000 credit unions. So sharing that information and really telling those stories, I think, is important. And linking into either your state league and or the national foundation, we're happy to tell more stories, to use, you know, best case studies and other things to really amplify what credit unions are doing in philanthropy.
Yeah, the opportunities are definitely there, because we just had John Locke on from Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
Absolutely.
And great guy, great organization. And obviously credit unions are just hitting it out of the park.
Absolutely.
Providing, I mean, gosh, the millions of dollars that they've raised.
Millions of dollars over 70, right, exactly.
Crazy money. And the credit unions are ranked third, you know, behind Walmart and Costco. And that's not bad company to be with. But it sounds like this can be where credit unions can really make an impact locally. And because that was my first thought when I saw this, was like, gosh, this is a perfect way to jumpstart a credit union's deeper involvement in their community. And from a marketing sense, that's a great way to brand yourself as well, to get to the consumer, like you said before.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're so proud of what credit unions have done with Children's Miracle Network. And, you know, it's a great charity to support. And how do credit unions continue to really even deepen that relationship? And, you know, we've been really honored to have worked with Children's Miracle Network in a couple of different initiatives around linking like our medical debt toolkit to what credit unions are doing, Children's Miracle Network hospitals. You know, can you help the parents try to figure out how to deal with the debt they're dealing with to try to get a sick child better? You know, that's really important too. Yeah. Can we infuse biz kids into Children's Miracle Network Hospital so that the kids can be entertained by something and learn at the same time? You know, there's this great opportunity always for kind of synergy on what credit unions do naturally around finances and financial matters, mm-hmm. and linking that to their philanthropy. And that's really what this toolkit tries to get to, is really kind of challenging credit unions to think about that. What does that mean for your credit union? It may depend upon your field of membership. It may depend upon your members. But make sure you think that through, because you want your philanthropy to connect back to who you are as an institution, because it really will enhance your brand, and it really will have members say, yeah, this is my institution is different because look at what it does in the community.
The greater good, the greater good. That's people want to be a part of something that's a little bit deeper than just a transaction.
So, absolutely.
Very cool. All right, let's look at the 60,000 foot picture here. What goals do you have for the toolkit? Because I know within the marketing material, or within the materials that you put out there, it said so you wanted to increase the number of credit union foundations, because there's only 53 right now, but obviously that number can grow exponentially. What are other goals do you have out there?
So, you know, and it's I think we offer the number of 53 as sort of a, in a way, a question mark number. Is it is that a good number? Is it a bad number? Mm-hmm. I don't really know the answer to that.
Okay.
Is there opportunity for credit unions to have their own foundations to really channel their philanthropic efforts? I think the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And if a credit union is willing to go through the process of, you know, starting its own foundation, I think that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think we're opining really of whether, you know, we want more or that's too many for some reason. I think it's just, you know, there are 53 now, and our question really is, how do we make sure that all of those link to the national efforts, and that there's awareness around national and regional efforts,
mm-hmm.
and that the philanthropy is talked about?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you've heard me say a lot of times, Mike, that credit unions do a lot in the financial education space, and they don't talk about it at all. Same thing applies to philanthropy. A lot of credit unions do philanthropy. Do they really talk about it to their members? I do a lot of surfing of different credit union websites, and I look at it as a prospective member. You know, what are they saying about their mm-hmm. community service? What are they saying about what they're doing to help my particular community?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's really the message that we're trying to send. If you're really starting your own foundation, you want to go down that path, think about how it connects to the credit union. I know I've said that a lot. And then look at other examples and make sure you talk about what you're doing.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what really hits home. All right. To wrap up here, Gigi, where can credit unions get this information, and then how do they jumpstart these efforts?
Awesome. So it's available on our website, and it's free. I know that's always a key point to make. They can go to ncuf.coop. And it's right there in one of the sliding pictures on our homepage. They can download it for free.
Cool.
Print it out, take a look at it, show it to your board of directors, show it to your executive leadership team to really think about your philanthropy and what you want to do. And we are certainly always happy to answer questions at the foundation. I think everybody knows how to reach me. It's ghyland at ncuf.coop if anybody has any questions.
Cool, so very cool.
Always appreciate the chance to talk to you, Mike. It's great.
Oh, it's always, always fun, Gigi. You guys are always doing something great there at the foundation. So keep up the good work. And this just seems like a no-brainer to me. You know, it sounds like it's just, there's so much upside to it. So well done.